You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The death of Queen Elizabeth II is being mourned around the world and in the Commonwealth in particular. I'm joined now by John Rafferty, President and CEO of the CNIB in Canada. John, thanks for speaking to us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Hal.
And of course, Her Majesty was the CNIB's patron since the charity's inception in 1918. What did that support mean to you?
So we've had a fantastic relationship through Her Majesty's representative in Canada, the Governor General, since we were founded in 1918. And, you know, it really does elevate our organization. We've been blessed with visits from the Queen on her many visits to Canada. I think, as has been reported, the Queen visited Canada more than any other Commonwealth country during her amazing reign. And we were just incredibly proud to have that link through to Her Majesty through the Governor General.
And you mentioned the visits there. What sort of events did she visit in Canada?
So on every one of her trips to Canada, she always called out individuals who are blind or partially sighted in one way, shape or form. You know, the most structured of which was her visit in 1959, which was shortly after her coronation, when she actually visited our national offices in Toronto and CNIB's Fragrant Garden there, met with one of my predecessors in the role, and was just an incredible visit. We still have on display in our offices a large number of pictures from the event at that time. But even on her most recent visit, you know, she stopped in a number of cities when she was in Winnipeg, Manitoba. You know, as part of the arrangements for the visit, she had specifically asked for us to ensure we had people who are blind or partially sighted attend a visitation at the legislature. And she created a scholarship in honor of her visit for people from Manitoba who are blind or partially sighted while she was there as well. So and my information says that, you know, on all of her visits at some event, public event or other at one location in the country, she always made note of individuals who are blind or partially sighted.
And what's the wider mood in Canada been like over the past week or so? I know the royal family are still a large part in daily life there.
Yeah, it's been both somber and celebratory, the way it has been in many locations around the world. I think that there is an incredible genuine affection that our current Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had. Of course, he had interacted with the Queen when his father was Prime Minister in the 70s, early 80s, as a young child as well, and really, you know, was very emotional in talking about the Queen's passing on the day that it happened, and referred to her as one of his favourite people in the world, and was very genuine. And I think that, you know, In any Commonwealth country, there are opinions about the Majesty and the royal family's role. We do have controversy at the moment around our relationship with Indigenous persons, but the mood is very celebratory, very respectful, and an awful lot of pride coming from Canadians coast to coast with you know, pouring out to the royal family as well.
And are there plans to mark the Queen's passing in Canada? Will people be able to watch the funeral? Is it a public holiday?
Yeah, so it has been declared as a federal holiday, which similar to the declaration in the UK is a fairly loose definition. A number of provinces have then declared it as a holiday for their province, in Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and a few others. So there will be kind of a complete bank holiday for the day. Most jurisdictions, it is still kind of a working day. I know we will be open in many of our locations on Monday, but we'll be holding a moment of silence for all employees at a point in time during the day. There are services across the country, the kind of the formal official one being in Ottawa, and organizations that from the charities that have the Governor General and the Queen as kind of their representative will be present. We will have a presence at that formal celebration of the Queen and service in Ottawa on Monday.
And the CNIB is looking for ways to celebrate the Queen's legacy as well. Is that right?
We are. It's all, as much as I know it, these things are an inevitability, it did kind of come as a bit of a shock to everybody, I think. So we know that she had a significant passion for the children and youth who are blind or partially sighted. So I think through our scholarship programs, through maybe some of our camp programs, we are going to be looking for what is the best and appropriate way, and we're going to work with our board of directors to come up with something that can ensure that we continue to commemorate Queen Elizabeth in the years to come.
I'm sure those close ties between the UK and Canada will continue under the reign of King Charles III. John Rafferty, President and CEO of the CNIB, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.